Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
All right. I'm going to give the number out right now for two segments. I'm going to take your calls on. You understand what I'm saying about martial law? You understand that we're already under globalist martial law, and they're taking over the country militarily, economically, culturally. Trump needs to start calling them out as CHICOM agents and saying they're attempting to destroy our country and they are foreign enemies because the evidence is pouring in. We'll cover it next segment. All confirm what we broke last week, that Dominion, $400 million secretly from the communist Chinese government. Trump gives a speech on that. Game over. Game over. We have them. Here's a toll-free number to join us. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. First-time callers, long-time callers, I don't care. But I'm just taking seven or eight calls because then we're going to have guests on. But I want to hear from you on martial law, on what should be done. Because, again, they've already taken over the states. They're already engaged in mass fraud. Here's a report on what we're dealing with. You go to the ocean, you say there's no fish in it. Like, there are no fish in the ocean.
What do you think of Attorney General Barr extending the Durham investigation into the Obama administration, the FBI, the intelligence community, extending that investigation well into 2021?
I think that is fine. I have no problems with it. I do believe that John Durham is going to carry out his responsibilities ably and hopefully not with any type of political influence. I sat down for 8 hours with John Durham and his team answering all his questions. And so looking back at 2016, were there some mistakes made in terms of the FISA applications, other types of things? Yes, apparently there were. But that doesn't mean that there was criminal intent. And there was no spying on Donald Trump's campaign.
I don't know if it's true that La Cosa Nostra, the mafia, had J. Edgar Hoover dressed up like a woman. I don't know if he was gay. I really don't care.
We're federal officers. Everyone remain seated.
The point is that he did say that the mafia did not exist. Okay? He gave testimony in the 40s and early 50s that the mafia did not exist. Okay? Now, that is a less ridiculous statement, and it's totally ridiculous. Totally ridiculous than saying there's no election or voter fraud.
And now to Washington, where the Justice Department says there is no evidence of widespread fraud in the 2020 election.
We don't see a widespread voter fraud, but we will investigate every case we hear.
Baseless claims by the president and his supporters that there has been widespread voter fraud and that the election was somehow rigged or stolen from President Trump.
This is going to be, this is the appellate record.
Hey, Jesse, what is all this stuff?
This is evidence of voter fraud. Finders 1 through 20.
Again, that's like saying cows don't go moo, or the sun didn't come up this morning, or...
It is true. There's violence across the whole country. Do you disavow the violence from Antifa? That's happening in Portland right now?
That's a myth that's being spread only in Washington, D.C.
About Antifa in Portland?
Yes.
Sure, there's videos everywhere online. There's fires and riots. They're throwing fireworks at federal officers. DHS is there. Look online. It gets crazy, Mr. Nadler.
And they just sit there and they do this, and it's not going to work. There's a total loss of confidence in the system, a total loss of confidence in the mainstream media, a total loss of confidence, and people are pissed.
Let us work! 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 Let us work!
I go to the grocery store, I go to a doctor's appointment, and I mean, used to. I always say we like you. I have black people, brown people, Asian people, old people, gay people, straight people. I go into the dental appointment and they're like, oh, Alex, you're right about everything. Oh, we think you were wrong. I'm just a bellwether. I'm a gauge. The globalists have screwed the pooch. And now they're coming with forced inoculations and ID cards and world government and saying, oh, there's no side effects. No one gets sick from it, when the damn studies say 80% get super sick when you take the COVID vaccine. This is a crazy cult of lunatics. What the hell's going on here? We'll be back in 60 seconds. If you think 2020 has been an insane and dangerous year, just wait until you see the year 2021. I'm Alex Jones. I started InfoWars, but I couldn't have done any of this without you. And now InfoWars is more important than ever because the general population of the planet is waking up to the fact that we've done our research and we've been dead on. That's why it's so important for those of you out there that have supported the broadcast and the websites and the films and all the rest of the information we put out to realize how important your work has been and to redouble your efforts. So I salute you and I thank you. Also, as Christmas is almost here, don't wait. Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Get amazing nutraceuticals that boost your immune system and make your life so much better overall for adults and children. Get great water filtration, air filtration that enriches your life. Books, films, t-shirts, survival gear, storable food, locket pockets, privacy pouches, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, thank you all for your support and Merry Christmas. God bless.
Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We're going into corporate UN global government permanent lockdown martial law through corporate governance. As I was told by one of the heads of the major three banks 10 years ago, 13 years ago now. Hard to believe it's been that long. My gosh, that was 2006, 14 years ago. Face to face. People say, well, tell us who said it. It was said in confidence. Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group at the time, did, in front of John Harmon, try to get me to sell out. And so I can tell you that story, because he did it in front of somebody. But they've done it 20, 30 times. It's gotten very direct. Now it's just huge threats. But the public is waking up to how real the New World Order is right now. I want to take your phone calls in this segment and the next, and Dr. Francis Boyle, author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law that got adopted as world law. He prosecuted Slobodan Milosevic. I mean, he's as high-level lawyer as you get. And he says the Pfizer mRNA virus vaccine is a bioweapon. It's not a vaccine. He'll be joining us coming up. Now, let me just show you tomorrow's news today, just so you know, we don't make stuff up. You could have gone and looked this up yourself. A lot of you did. But notice that we broke this last week on December 1st, 7 days ago. Now, why am I telling you this story? Because I dropped the ball. I'm a pathetic worm. I got a call from one of the president's sons when I was in Arizona. I got a call, and they just said, we need you to look in to the communist Chinese and to their connections to Dominion and Smartmatic and Staple Street. And, of course, that's all you get told, because if somebody knows something, quote, classified, they're not supposed to tell you. It's just like, hey, you might want to look into this. I'm going to leave it at that. And so I get this call, I get put in touch with a major computer company who then is my advisor on this, and I put a private security firm investigating it, and 3 weeks later they come to me, and they go, yeah, they hit all the filings in Switzerland, we found them, and then it took 6 days until other publications picked it up. It's big news in Taiwan, it's big news in Japan, it's in local newspapers around the country. Now, there it is. Dominion Techie worked for CCP military proxy flagged by U.S. government for malicious cyber activity. And now it's all coming out. So here's our report, December 1st. Firm that owns Dominion voting systems received $400 million from Swiss bank account funded by Chinese communist government officially and companies from China before the election. 70%+ of the funding. Total payoff, $400 million. That's just what we found. Got all the names, all the signatures. It's all right there. Now, look at what's in the Epic Times. Look at what's in all these hundreds of publications now. 400 million SEC filing links, Dominion, UBS, and China. Communist Chinese government link bank account gave 400 million to Dominion voting systems before U.S. election. Dominion voting systems owner sells 400 million in securities to China link UBS October 8, 2020. Zero Hedge got in the game right when we did. Video deleted from Chinese social media. A professor saying China has people at the top of American core inner circle of power and influence. Exclusive Chinese spy targeted California politicians. Axios. It's like saying a bear takes a dump in the woods. 400 million SEC filing links, Dominion, UBS, and China. It goes on and on. Parent company Dominion received 400 million from Chinese investment bank in Switzerland. Boom. SEC filing showed 400 million Chinese link to Dominion made days before election. It's all breaking. Firm that owned Dominion voting systems received 400 million from Swiss bank account with connection to Chinese government before election. So, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. So there you go. And what's scary is it took me 3 weeks and our crew did a great job and the people we hired to investigate did a great job. But that's what I mean. You can't count on Giuliani or Trump. They're overwhelmed. Giuliani's in the damn hospital. You've got to go out. You've got to research. You've got to put skin in the game to expose all this. But the good news is it's starting to happen right now, and it's beautiful. And the evidence is incredible. But we need the president to come out with this from the Resolute desk, and it's game over. He's got to attack now ahead of the Supreme Court next week, ahead of our rallies on Saturday and Sunday in D.C. This is 1776 stuff, boys and girls. This is total game time right now. This is the Super Bowl for the whole future. And if they get Biden in, they're never going to take their foot off our neck. We've got to resist this. We have the total evidence in Georgia, total evidence in Michigan, total evidence in Pennsylvania, total evidence in Arizona, and it goes on from there. And we have the moral authority, and the states are coming in with their own suits, and we are saying this is illegitimate, this is a fraud, we have the proof, we have it all, and this is everything right now. So that's why they got Chris Wallace desperately yelling at Trump officials going, he is the president. Say he's the president. No, you are a piece of garbage that no one trusts, Mr. Wallace. He is not the president. He's not the president-elect. We all know what happened. When those polls closed in Georgia and Pennsylvania and all those other states where Trump won by 1 or 2 points last time, he's winning by 6 points, 5 points, 4 points, double and triple his victory numbers last time. We know what you did, you little dirty bastards. Even 3 months of fraudulent ballots, 80 million of them wasn't enough. You had to sit there and cram those damn things in there for hours and weeks to steal this. And we won't let you little murderous criminals do it. Do you hear me? You warmongering degenerate pedophiles. A pandemic inauguration, because no one's going to be there for his inauguration, so, oh, it's got to be all BS. We'll be in D.C. We don't care what your mayor says that we're not supposed to be there. Burn in hell. This is all America. We're coming this weekend, and we're coming on the inauguration one way or the other. We don't accept you. You're illegitimate. Right. Oh, you're pathetic. You must accept it. You didn't accept Trump with all your lies. You had not one stinking card in your dirty little globalist hands. All we had was victory. All we have is proof. All we have is he's a Chinese communist agent. My God, this is disgusting. But America was blind and thought we were invincible. America thought that we could never be defeated, and we were living on our laurels, living on our ancestors. And now we realize how much trouble we're in. And that dragon's got its teeth on our leg. Well, that's okay. Let's politically just stop whining about it and just start taking our thumbs and poking the eyes out and punching it right in the nose. And just all of a sudden, you might notice you have the political strength to grab it by its ears and just tear its skull right open. But you've got to decide you're going to break its head open lovingly,
peacefully politically. And that means hitting the streets and spreading the word and just letting the globalists know you'll never surrender. They're all the sellouts. They're all the trash. They're all the garbage. You want to cancel Christmas? Never, you little degenerate pedophiles. You'll burn in hell. And I'll go further. We've got three, four times, five times, depending on the site, the audience we've had in the last 4 years. We've got the biggest audiences we've ever had, except for right before the last election, we were still on all those platforms. You understand what that means? You have made InfoWars a success in Bandit Video while it was under attack. This team has kept us on air. The crew here and you out there supporting us. But I'll tell you, we're bringing in the exact same amount of money right now to the account this morning we brought in last year. And I've got money to spend and people to put in the field. I can't play games. It takes a lot of money to wage this war. And I'm spending it, throwing it right into that locomotive engine. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Why the hell would you shop at Amazon? Why the hell would you shop at Walmart? Why would you shop with the establishment and not shop at mom and pops and not shop with patriots? Get your vitamins, get your supplements, get everything you need, get your t-shirts, books, films, up to 60% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, a bunch of crazy stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. But just know that we are hitting pay dirt when it comes to waking up hearts and minds. But all these new listeners aren't buying stuff. That's okay. It's you, the hardcore listeners, that funded this. And you're the reason we got a fighting chance. A fighting chance. InfoWarsStore.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Christmas tree would not upset the left and globalists, but they are joyless scum that want us totally depressed in our houses alone. They admit that in their own documents. Sean Parker, former head of Facebook, came out and said, our jobs make you depressed alone. These are real sick freaks, ladies and gentlemen. So you have a good time. Whether you're living in a shack or a mansion, you got a connection to God. God loves you. You're amazing. And the globalists, well, just be glad you're not them. Okay, let's race through your calls. Rick in Connecticut. What do you think about all martial law being in vogue? All I'm saying is we're already under leftist, Chi-Com, COVID lockdown martial law in the areas they control. So when you're occupied and there's an insurrection, if it's illegitimate, then the central government declares martial law to remove the threat. A lot of folks want to act like we're pushing fascism. No, this is the opposite. It's our due process and our rights being overthrown. I say Trump's derelict in duty. I say it's time to arrest the globalists. I don't care if the FBI sits there with their thumbs up their ass.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. They are throwing it in our face. We have the Georgia governor on TV yesterday is behind the American flag and the Chinese communist flag. And then this morning, my wife turns on the local news.
It gets worse. He asked them to come buy up the voting machine company. Turns out he was involved in that deal. I mean, that governor's crooked.
On top of it, though, on the local news station, I have the news anchor. She's wearing a Chinese outfit. They are throwing it in our face.
Oh, yeah. Remember Hillary? Remember Hillary in the debates with him 4 years ago would wear Mao outfits, the exact same dress as Mao's wife? Remember that? Type in Hillary wears Chinese dress. Oh yeah, brother. Oh, this is all sick, isn't it?
It's disgusting. They are. I'm out there every day spreading the word out about this, talking about you guys. I'm walking around in Connecticut not wearing a mask, going to every place I go to, spreading the word, telling everybody about this. And it's just disgusting how much of a trance these people are in. Everybody around me. And it's like I'm doing everything I can to fight and to fight for our freedom. This is all we've got. This is our last chance, man. And we need Trump to do his job.
No, I hear you. I hear you, brother. And the one photo they found is her similar to Mao. There are shots of her in actual Chinese silk outfits in China and here. And it's all just a signal of we're with the evil. We're with the globalist takeover because the globalists put the commies in power in China. They're using them as their main host. Now they want us to be the main host as well. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Jefferson in Virginia. You're on the air, sir. You say we're 10 days from martial law. What do you think is happening?
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, I think when his task force, the executive order task force that was set up 2 years ago to look into foreign interference in our elections, comes back with its report after 45 days after the election, it'll be so clear-cut that he's going to have to declare martial law or something very, very close to it.
I was going
to
say, how do you respond to a foreign occupation with collaborators? The only thing is martial law.
Right, and we all just have to get behind the notion of it. Nobody wants this to happen, but it's the only thing short of civil war that we can do to stop the civil war from happening. I think we had this discussion months ago where they're clearly pushing us into a civil war scenario.
That's right. You called it months ago, and you predicted this. Tell folks what you said then.
Well, they were going to push us into a civil war that they don't care whether they win or lose. They're just going to crash our economy and our currency, and the dollar is no longer going to be the reserve currency of the globe, and that will basically undo us forever.
That's right. All these leftists are so arrogant, thinking they're about to be in charge. No. Biden's being put in that even if he wins, he looks weak and America implodes. The only hope is getting Trump back in. Seriously. I mean, they have really set this up.
Right. And I think in Georgia, it's pretty obvious that they allowed 66,000 underage people to register to get the absentee ballot applications sent to them. Now, where those votes went and who they went for, I don't think underage people would vote for Trump. They were probably designed to vote for Biden. But
that's right. It's,
on the down
Project
ballot,
Veritas caught them in a bunch of states, sending ballots into middle school and high school students, and then the teachers would then bundle those ballots, which again is a federal and state crime.
So these runoffs in Georgia, these Senate seats in Georgia, should not even be in a runoff situation because Perdue essentially had more than 50% of the vote in his favor. I don't know why everybody isn't looking down ballot on the ballot and saying these senatorial votes are just as invalid as the presidential votes for Biden.
I agree with you. God bless you, sir. They have put us in the position of a globalist corporate medical martial law. What does Trump do? He declares the enemy. He goes after it. He must use his presidential power. And I understand that sounds crazy. It doesn't sound normal. We're not in normal situations here, ladies and gentlemen. So it's easy to be an armchair quarterback and say the word martial law is scary. Call it Declaration of Independence. Call it whatever you want. We must resist this, and it should be through the president and the states that understand what's happening, and we will win quickly. The enemy will fold. They've never met opposition, which is why they're openly pissing on our face and declaring China is our master. No! I will not be part of that, especially when it's an endless lockdown to impoverish everybody, you jerks. Because we're supposed to get a great leap forward, too. That's what the Great Reset is. Look into it, folks. Remember, you were warned if they succeed. You're in desperate straits. We all are. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Megan in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome, and thanks for holding.
Hey, Jones. It was an honor and a privilege to march with you in D.C., and we look forward to doing it again this Saturday. As
Beautiful.
For President Trump, he absolutely needs to declare martial law. We have government officials, elected officials. Look at Kemp. Look at our judiciary. The judge on General Flynn's case is ignoring a presidential pardon.
Oh, I'm glad you raised that. Totally illegal.
Anyway.
Never before done. Insurrection. Saying, I don't care if the Justice Department dropped the case. I don't care if under law he's got to drop it. I don't care if there's a frickin' pardon. He says, we will put him in prison. This is a little this is martial law from this damn judge.
Absolutely. The press is infiltrated.
The suspension of normal law. The suspension of normal law. And we're all, oh, what are we going to do about it? Arrest him.
We need, yeah, exactly. They all need to be arrested. Lincoln put all the press in freaking prison. That's what Trump needs to do. I don't give a crap. We're being fed propaganda 24/7. It is an insurrection. Trump needs to take control, and we need to have the patriots rise up in this country.
You know, a lot of the people then thought they were on the right side. Okay, and what Lincoln did compared to what Trump's got to do, it was a hard choice. With Trump, it's totally cut and dry. You're right. These are all bought and paid for political whores. The minute we go after one globalist, they'll all roll over instantly. You understand how easy it is to win if somebody had some huevos here? Sorry, go ahead.
Yes. No, absolutely. I always thought that Lincoln was kind of a tyrant with how he handled the situation. But now living through it, absolutely not. Absolutely not. They all need to go to jail or worse, be tried for treason, and we all know what the penalty for treason is. We have a giant rotting limb on the body of the United States of America called China. It needs to be amputated. That's it.
Well, here's the deal. The North and South both had beefs. Jackson was able to stop it. The North was out of control. It doesn't matter. That was like brothers fighting, and still you can argue what was Lincoln right or wrong. He did it as such president. This is a Chi-Com globalist takeover of pedophiles.
Yes.
I mean, this is cut and dry, baby. North, south, east, west, unite against the New World Order. And we do not accept this one way or another. What do you think?
Absolutely. No, I don't accept it. This is not the republic that I was given when I was born, and it's not the republic I'm passing down to my four children. I will have my children inherit the United States of America. They will be free.
That's right. And Xi Jinping is a dictator and a rotting, dead carcass of the communist Chinese who will be defeated and will free the Chinese people. Burn in hell, Xi Jinping, you bloated, murdering maggot that betrayed your own father and family and let your sister be murdered by the communists, which you helped murder your own sister. You helped murder your own family, so you're worshipped as a stinking, traitorous pig. Burn in hell, I pray God strikes you down, Xi Jinping, you maggot. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll be right back. project for world government developed by the British Empire via Cecil Rhodes, then picked up by the Rockefeller family and the major robber barons of the planet by the 1920s, is all about corporate global governance. And now you're seeing it. It's not just the blue states, the blue cities, the communist and socialist nations all working in unison under UN control to establish a medical planetary dictatorship. At the core of it is the Fortune 100 corporations, themselves funded by a handful of private central banking families, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Dutch and British royalty being at the very heart of that. Then you learn the Dutch and British royalty aren't even Dutch or British at the same time. But they go back to the literal Count Dracula and the wars in between Christendom and Islam. Those that don't know history really are doomed to repeat it. They're involved in imploding the world economy. That's what the social distancing, the mask, are all about. It's about bankrupting local small businesses. And those that comply are complying with your own destruction. Wake up.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yeah, here's our new single record from Highwayman 2 album, Silver Stallion.
I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion with not a mark upon his silky hide. Like a brother, and one day we'll saddle up and ride.
I have studied history. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us.
And we're going to ride.
There are times in history that happen every three generations or so, but sometimes every five generations, but on average, about every three, where a great evil organizes and attempts to take over. And we saw that 75, 80 years ago with the Nazis. We saw it with the evil empire, the communist in Russia. We saw the offshoot of that in communist China. They killed over 80 million of their own people. And then I began to look at the Great Reset and Klaus Schwab and the announcements of the UN and the Davos Group and the Operation Lockstep of the Rockefellers and the bioweapon they developed at the Wuhan laboratory that had been made illegal 5 years previous at Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and Dr. Francis A. Boyle, who came on in late February, and our interview got millions of views. He did other interviews, tens of millions of views, laying out what was going to happen, and it all basically happened like he said. And he's the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, the main law that's on the books now. That was adopted into the UN law. He's prosecuted. He's the head prosecutor of Slobodan Milosevic at the War Crimes Tribunal. So he's as high level a lawyer as you get. He's a professor. And we won't go over his whole bio. He's written a lot of books, poems against the empire. But he is a patriot. He went through the same Harvard PhD that Kissinger and others go through about one a year. So he was given the green light at the top of his class to get the special globalist education, but he used it against him. Now, folks, I'm no scientist, but you have the former chief science officer of Pfizer coming out saying this has the same protein in it that the placenta has, and this will probably cause autoimmune and stop pregnancies. Isn't that just a coincidence when Bill Gates wants that? Bill Gates said, we got to wait 2 years to have the vaccine because he wanted to keep the lockdowns going. Trump did warp speed, which I think was a big mistake, one of Trump's biggest failures, bypassing laws and things. Got tricked into it because he's not a scientist. And notice suddenly Bill Gates has got his vaccine first. He even beat Trump on Trump's conventional vaccines that Trump was funding. Now, why did they never have one for the cold virus? Why? Because you can't have one for that. Now, I read the head of Pfizer, former chief science officer, and Wolfgang Wodarg, who's the head of this major advisory EU commission, is chair of the Parliamentary Assembly, the Council of Europe. I've interviewed Wolfgang Wodarg, but 10 years ago on another subject. These are prestigious people, okay? Prestigious. And they filed this report that I spent days reading because I went and I read all the scientific reports linked in it till I had a headache, okay? I mean, I literally have not had anxiety attacks like this in my life, okay? I spent days reading every bit of this, and I called scientists I knew. They said, yeah, that's exactly. I talked to a chemist I know. I'm going to leave it at that on people that are involved in the sterilization of animals at the industrial level. It's a big science. And they said, that's what this is. Okay. There's a big industry in sterilizing wild animals and stuff. I'll leave it at that. But this is a bio attack. I was thinking, what do we call this? We're trying to get Dr. Boyle on for 2 weeks. He's finally ready to come on. And he says, this is a bioweapon attack. This is just one of the mRNA. There's, I guess, six companies coming out with it, or he'll tell us more. So I'm going to try to shut up now and let him talk. But I want you to understand something. This is hidden in plain view. Let me give you the nightmare headline at InfoWars.com. There's video. CNN says, don't be alarmed if people start dying after taking it. So this is a whole jump in order of magnitude, or maybe two magnitudes, where they're not even denying vaccines can hurt you or don't protect you. They're saying, get ready to die. He's with us for the next hour. Dr. Francis Boyle joins us then. Jason Jones is having a huge rally in D.C. on Thursday with the Uyghurs, 3 million Muslims in death camps. I'm trying to get there early to be part of that. That's big. He's coming up. But this is an incredible time with Apple endorsing the death camps, lobbying against a law that would just criticize them for being the main recipients of components made by the Uyghurs. I mean, this is like, I don't know what you call this period of time, but I'm going to go to Dr. Boyle to give us the latest on this mRNA, what it really is. I wouldn't call it a vaccine. Other scientists thought you don't. It's like a mutagenic reprogramming of the cells, an autoimmune response to the placenta protein, and why you're calling it a bioweapon. And then we'll unpack all this in context of what you've previously broken here. So thank you so much, Dr. Boyle. We salute you and we appreciate your tireless efforts.
Well, thank you very much for having me on, and happy holidays to all of your viewers out there. Hanukkah, Christmas coming up. I think the most critical thing now for me to point out is this. As we know, on December 10, the FDA is meeting to give this emergency authorization to these two messenger RNA so-called vaccines. Let me go back to you, Alex, to the original article we discussed in February on the proof, the smoking gun, that the COVID-19 came out of that UNC BSL-3 North Carolina with the bat queen from Wuhan BSL-4. If you have a look on it, one of the principal investigators was the Food and Drug Administration, the same people who are going to be giving this emergency approval to this, I would call, Frankenshot on Thursday, are the same people who develop COVID-19. Let me read the principal authors here. There are eight of them, in addition to the Bat Queen. Quote, National Center for Toxicological Research, Food and Drug Administration. So the Food and Drug Administration were working in cahoots with the Bat Queen from the Wuhan BSL-4. And these are the people who on Thursday are going to be giving this emergency use authorization to these extremely dangerous messenger RNAs. Now, you know, if you've taken a course in genetics, you know how powerful messenger RNA is. It goes into your body. It can do anything. It can just turn around the genetic composition of your body. We have no idea what these Frankenshots are
going
to do.
That's what the most prestigious scientists out there, we're talking chief, you know, science officers, you know, of Pfizer, are like, this could turn your immune system off or kill you in a storm of antibodies, or it could attack your placenta. I mean, this is like playing around with hydrogen bombs.
That's exactly right. And but again, the critical point is the Food and Drug Administration manufactured COVID-19 with the Bat Queen for the Wuhan BSL-4. And now on Thursday, apparently, they're going to give this emergency approval for these Frankenshots that they say are going to protect us from the COVID-19 that the FDA helped develop. I mean, this is truly evil, as you were saying in your
And I know you don't like to speculate, and you'll have the floor in the next long segment, but you got to. What the power grab, the people behind it using it, they're getting us ready for death. Gates says 700,000 might get sick or die. What is the end game of this? When we come back, the Dr. Boyle, Francis A. Boyle, is here with us. My God, I mean, this is like, it's all happening. It's totally insane. And big vaccine makers were in trouble last year, and now this is their big power grab. Or what is it? We'll get big picture with Dr. Boyle, and then he'll walk through all this and what the top scientists are saying. They're filing injunctions saying, don't do this. It's insane. And CNN goes, it's going to kill some people. Big deal.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553.
800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Okay, you're tuned in to the end of the second hour of the Alex Jones Show. Dr. Francis Poyle, lawyer, researcher, author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, one of the top advisors of the U.N. on this, been absolutely on target, saying what the former chief science officer of Pfizer is saying, and saying what Wolfgang Wudar, who heads up a major EU advisory board, very respected, is saying, medical doctors, that this is insane. And they're like, this is so dangerous. This is so bad. We don't even know. Are you crazy? You're going to give liability protection to something you don't even think works and can shut your immune system on or totally turn it up and kill you that doesn't even protect you but attacks the placenta? So it's not what they say it is. But we've never had a vaccine for the common cold, which is, again, similar to this virus. Look at these headlines. CNN, don't be alarmed if people start dying after taking the vaccine. And it goes on and on. Top EU scientist warns COVID-19 vaccine like the sterilization of women. Stubbs comes out and says, well, he said it could sterilize women, not that it doesn't. So that's their correction. Wow. So this is what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Michael Yeadon, former vice president of Pfizer, head of science operations. You know, the guy that actually runs all the science. Head of Pfizer. Head of Pfizer. It's like we have William Benny used to head technical at NSA. He was like the number two guy. He actually ran it. I mean, that's like this is the guy that ran Pfizer is saying, don't do this. This is a crime against humanity. Wolfgang Wudar heads up a major commission the chair of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe Health Committee. Let's go back to Dr. Ball. I'll just shut up for the 9 minutes we have in this segment and get into what this does, how crazy it is. But just briefly, what are they thinking? Why would you commit a crime this big and get people ready for a bunch of dead folks for a vaccine? What the hell's going on here?
Well, that's one other point. I just wanted to elaborate on your comment of a crime against humanity. Yes, these Frankenshots will violate the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation that went back to the doctor's case at Nuremberg, where we participated in the prosecution for war crimes of the Nazi doctors.
And that Joseph Mengele stuff, and you're a world expert on this. Explain that. You're like the top lawyer when it comes to deciphering the Nuremberg Code, the Geneva Convention. This is a blatant violation of that.
Yes, it's clearly this is an experimental vaccine subject to the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation. The FDA thinks that they can opt out of it. Indeed. The last, and by the way, under the Nuremberg principles, you cannot plead your domestic legal order to excuse violations of Nuremberg.
Just
crimes.
Following orders, Professor, doesn't cut it.
Right. Or, well, I was just obeying the procedures of the FDA. Right. So this is these are Nuremberg crimes. And we've been through this before, Alex, in the run-up to Gulf War I. The FDA gave emergency authorization to experimental vaccines for biological warfare agents, not as dangerous as COVID-19, but anthrax and botulin.
That's a great point. You've been involved in a lot of those cases. They allowed experimentation on the troops. Hundreds of thousands got sick. Tens of thousands died conservatively. And you're saying this is part two. So I know you only get into facts, but I want you to get into those. We'll get into it next hour, but... what do you think the motive is? You're a smart guy. We're in this problem the smartest.
I just wanted to follow up on that point. Yes, I was involved in the court-martial of the doctor who refused to give those shots. But those shots, out of 500,000 U.S. troops who were inoculated, 11,000 died and 100,000 were disabled.
God.
And those were healthy young men and women in our armed forces.
Say that again, because people forget botulism, anthrax. So why is the medical system doing this? Is it about setting a precedent to murder people? Why?
Well, I think that's what's going on now. We're talking about population reduction. We're going back to the Kissinger National Security Memorandum saying that population reduction and control are in the national security interests of the United States. But let me go
I got to back you up. I know a lot of former special operations people, not just your standard, the highest levels. They go, yeah, my buddy died of a vaccine in Afghanistan. Yeah, my buddy died in Germany. They all know people that died from the shots. What you're saying is on record, too. It's like, this is crazy. Go ahead.
That's correct. And in the anthrax and botulin shots, clear-cut violation of the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation, we argued that point, I argued that point, in the court-martial of Captain Dr. Yolanda Hewitt Vaughn, who refused to give these shots because they violated the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation. And to make a long story short, the last time I looked at these figures, and it's been a while since I've tried to help U.S. veterans who were subject to these shots, but out of 500,000 who were inoculated, 11,000 were killed and 100,000 were disabled. And those are figures from several years ago. The same thing happened in Britain. You're seeing today Britain gave even more emergency use. They did the exact same thing to the British troops. I was involved in the blowing the whistle over there in a TV4 documentary, The Dirty War. The French did not give those shots because they had been burned once before in their Indochina War with experimental anthrax vaccines. and the French troops did not come down with those shots.
Sure. So you're saying it's population reduction and a sinister group in the medical corps that wants to be able to commit crimes, cover them up, to compromise the medical corps of nations, to then use that medical corps to take over the nation, which is what I think we see happening right now.
Well, I'm just going one step at a time here, Alex. You know, I'm a lawyer. I go one step at a time. So we've been through this before, and those figures, I think, are just the floor for what we can expect to happen here, because these messenger RNA vaccines that the FDA is going to approve on December 10 are completely novel and extremely dangerous. So, yes, I think we're going to see a mass kill-off. Now, yesterday in the Wall Street Journal was an article by Scott Gottlieb indicating what their agenda is. Scott Gottlieb was former head of the FDA. Again, the same people who gave us COVID-19 and are now going to give us the emergency use for these two messenger RNA. He was head of FDA in 2017 when the Department of Health and Human Services, of which he's a part, ended the pause letters on the gain-of-function work at the UNC BSL-3, where the Wuhan bat queen was, and the FDA were developing the COVID-19 biowarfare weapon. If you read yesterday's, Gottlieb's an insider. He knows what's going on here. And he's signaling to all the movers and shakers and the plutocrats who read the Wall Street Journal exactly what's going on. If you read Gottlieb's essay yesterday, first they're going to go after all the old people, and they can easily track them down by means of their Medicare card.
That's right.
Right. And that means then they can kill them off first, and they will not have to pay any more of their Medicare benefits. Then they're going to go after blacks and Latinos and indigenous people. They are it's all in there. I sent you my analysis. I sent it to your assistant there, Daria. You can look at it right there. I go through it with all the quotations. Then they're going to go after poor people. They are going to go after homeless people. And it's clear if you read through what Gottlieb is saying, this is the Nazi philosophy of useless eaters at work that was condemned at the Nuremberg Tribunal itself and the main judgment in 1946, that Hitler and the Nazis had their philosophy of useless eaters. They also made it clear elsewhere they're going to be targeting disabled people who are mentally and physically disabled.
That's so how they hide it. They say, at-risk groups, Latinos, poor blacks, poor whites, old people. And Bill Gates goes, old are going to need five shots. And then he goes, and 700,000 will get sick or die. And then CNN goes, some are going to die. Get ready. I mean, they're just getting ready to normalize carrying these operations out against us. These are, remember Bill Gates said, don't take care of old people. Euthanize them. We'll be back with hour number three, Dr. Francis Boyle. He's a prestigious lawyer that wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Law. We are so honored to have him. And what he's saying is I've spent years studying this and days looking at each of these things. I mean, this what he's saying is all on record. This is it.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.